We're doing the Netivot Shalom on Parshat Vayera, and we had been discussing that the Chazal teaches that the Jewish people were redeemed b'zchut Shabbat, and the Netivot Shalom said in order to understand that we have to understand the essence of the Galut in order to understand the essence of the Geula, and he had said that the essence of Shabbos is Emunah, and the essence of Galut Mitzrayim was a lack of Emunah, and what Hashem was showing us through the Makot was that He's running the show, and Vayamenam, the Pasuk tells us a few times that the Jewish people evolved in their Emunah, which was an involvement in the Geulah. The Geulah itself went hand in hand with the Jewish people's Emunah that evolved. V'itziyat Mitzrayim itchila me'aseret ha'makot, and the Exodus from Egypt really began a year before we left with the 10 plagues. Behem nitgala b'yirut ha'emunah. In the Makos was clarified the clarity of Emunah, which we might translate as faith. And in that itself, the fact that after the Jews saw that Hashem controls the Nile, Hashem controls the laws of nature, so then already we had the essence of victory against the Egyptians. Because when you look at these two concepts, Emunah, we might translate as faith, Kedusha, holiness, Hayisod HaRishon or Emunah. The first point, the most fundamental, the basic point is Emunah. Kasher Yehudi Yodea, Shaburei Yitbarach Shmo Hu Borei U'Manhig Lechol HaBeruim. When a Jew knows that Hashem is, blessed be He, He's the one who created, He's running the show, everything that exists in creation was Hashem's creation and He's running the show. And then we know that Hashem also knows what's going on down below. And all of the thoughts of people down below. The clarity of this emunah this purifies our knowledge and this protects our knowledge from all kinds of blemishes, from all kinds of imperfections. V'lachen kol yitziat Mitzrayim sheyatzu me'ervat ha'aretz. And therefore, this whole concept of leaving Egypt, leaving the most defiled place on planet Earth, ha'kol haya mikoach emunah. The exodus from Egypt stemmed from the strength of emunah. K'mo dichtiv v'yamin ha'am, like the pasuk stresses, the nation believed. V'yaminu b'Hashem u'v'Moshe avdo, the nation believed in Hashem and Moshe's servant. Shekevan shegiu Yisrael le'emunah, because once the Jewish people had reached that level of emunah, nemeila yatzu kvar mememtet sharei tumah shehayu shkuyim behem. So they already left the 49 gates that they were sunk. And this is something I always wondered about. When we say that they hit the 49th gate, and had Hashem waited another moment, then it would have been lost. When did they reach that 49th gate? So it bothered me last year or the year before in the Seder as I was talking to the guys. I said simply that it seems like until they left Mitzrayim, they were down below. But it bothered me. They were seeing a whole year of miracles. They didn't move up. So the Netivot Shalom is saying that no, the Makot was at the beginning of the Geula. And they started moving up from the Memtet Sharei Tumah when the Makot began. The Geula began a year before they actually left Mitzrayim. And what we're saying is they hit that last point where it was a make it or break it just before Hashem began what at that moment? Hashem began the redemption, began the 10 plagues. They had hit their lowest point that had they gone beyond that point, we say there would have been, that was the point of no return. They couldn't have come back. So he's saying, when was that? When the Makos began. That's when the Emunah began. And these two concepts that were aforementioned, be it emunah, faith, be it kedusha, holiness, they are both contingent on the what we would call the intellect, which is where galut is, the concept of galut really takes hold. Inyan emunah shayach le midat hadat. The concept of emunah goes together with knowledge. Kmo dichtiv v'erastich li be'emunah, like the verse says, I engage you in emunah, v'yadat et Hashem. And you will know Hashem. They go hand in hand. וכן כתיב, and so too the pasuk says, וידעתה היום השבותה לבביך, כי השם הוא אלוקים בשמיים ממעל ועל הארץ מתחת אין עוד. You will know today, Hashem tells the Jewish people, that Hashem alone is the one above and below. There are no other beings. He's the one that's running the show. V'yadata l'shon dat. The word v'yadata, you will know, comes from the same root of dat, of intellect. Sheyudi yagia l'argasha nechona mitoch hakarat hadat, that a Jew will reach the correct, he uses a word here that's problematic, hargasha, feeling, stemming from his recognition, from the knowledge, shebashamayim mimal v'alatz mitachat einot. So you notice he's using two terms which are, this needs work. What does he mean? He says he'll reach the correct, what does that mean? You'll reach the correct hargasha, the correct feeling, that stems from the recognition, the knowledge, that Hashem is the one running the show. כמו שבמענו במקום אחר, שיש באמונה גימל מדרגות. Like we explained elsewhere, that within Emuna there are really three levels. תחתיים, שניים ושלישים. Lowest level, second level, third level. אמונת המוח, אמונת הלב, ואמונת האיברים. The Emuna of the mind, the Emuna of the heart, the Emuna of the limbs. וראשית האמונה, and the first concept of Emuna, היא במוח הדת. That's the moach, that's the emuna, that's in the mind. V'chein b'inyan kedusha. The same thing with regard to holiness. Yadua sheshor shapgamim ha'iduim hu b'moach adat. That the root of imperfection is in our minds. V'gam b'zeh yesh tachtim shneim u'shlishim. And also in holiness you have three levels. K'ma'amar chazal, like our sages taught us, ayin ro'a, the eye sees, v'alev chomed, and the heart desires, and the physical body, they are the vessels that complete the action. And the beginning of imperfection is in the mind. So now this is the concept of that Shabbos brings redemption to the world. We said, where does Galut begin? Galut begins in the mind. So where does Geula begin? In the mind. Where does Geula begin? Geula begins in the Emuna. The recognition that Hashem is running the show. A person who's sitting in his home, but he feels like his boss could fire him at any minute. The president could decide to raise taxes. He's in his home, but he's not a free man. He feels like everyone's controlling him. He's part of a community. He's not in control. A person could be sitting in the depths of prison in Russia, but he knows that Hashem is running the show, and at any moment Hashem could take him out. In his mind, he has begun being a free man. That is where the redemption of Mitzrayim began, with the Emuna. V'zeu inyan ha-Shabbat meviyah geula le'olam. This is the concept that Shabbos brings redemption to the world. What is Shabbos? We take control of nature. We're in control of time. We recognize that God is running the world. I don't have to work every minute to make a living. I don't have to run and find the good time. The good time is here in the home. The good time is with being a holy person here. Good time isn't when I go out and invest. Good time is here at home. Shabbat Kodesh Yisod Emunah V'Yisod HaKdusha. The Holy Shabbos is the fundamental, the basis for Emunah, the basis for Kedusha. V'al Yedei Zeh Meviyah Geula L'Olam. That's how Shabbat brings redemption to the world. Shabbat Yisod Emunah. Shabbos is really the basis for all Emunah. K'mo Dichtiv. Like the pasuk says, "Ki sheshet yamim asa Hashem tashmayim v'taaretz, v'hu yisod hakdusha, etc. V'hu yisod hakdusha, v'yom ha'shvi'i Shabbat v'yinafash." So I guess he's stressing the v'yinafash, that he says etc. But I assume the v'yinafash, the connection to the nefesh, that the basis for emunah is Shabbat. What are we saying in Shabbat? Hashem created the world. He rested on Shabbos. He told us to rest on Shabbos. The Yisod HaKdusha, and the Holy Shabbos is also the basis for holiness. Kmo de'ita b'reshit chokhma, like the work Reshit Chokhma says, Shet kol inyanei kdusha, Yehudi mamshich al atzmo mishabbat. All forms of holiness are attained really through Shabbos. A Jew attains holiness through Shabbos. וזה ביאר הפסוק ויברך אלוקים את יום השביעי ויקדש אותו. And in this he explained the pasuk that God blessed the seventh day, he gave it holiness, shehakadosh baruch hu asa et haShabbat leshoresh u'mayan haKedushot, that Hashem made Shabbos the root, the stream through which holiness runs. Uvezeh haShabbat mevi'a geula leolam, and in so Shabbos brings redemption to the world. Shekoach haShabbat hamvi'a behirut be'emunato shel Yehudi, that the strength of Shabbos, that it brings clarity in the faith of a Jew, umtaheret et kedushato, and purifies his holiness, mevi'a geula leolam, that brings redemption to the world. V'chenita b'divrei Shmuel, and so too in the work Divrei Shmuel it says, shebimei ha-shovavim ne'emru tikonim rabim, that in the days of these weeks when we read Shmot v'era bo b'shelach yitro mishpatim, the acronym is Shovavim, there are all kinds of things that we can fix. V'atikun ha-gadol b'yoter, and the greatest thing a person can fix, hu ha-shabbat, is the Shabbos itself. ולמעלה מזה יש מדרגה עוד יותר גבוהה באופן הגאולה של שבת. And above this there's a higher level, a higher aspect to the redemption that's in Shabbos. על פי האמור, כי מקור הגלות היה מסיבת הסתלקות הדת. Based on what we said, that the source of the exile was because our intellect was removed. כמו דכתיב גלה עמי מבלי דת. Like the pasuk says, my nation has been exiled for a lack of intellect. V'ashabbat ibchinat adat, and Shabbos is this aspect of intellect. Kmo dechtiv et shamtotai tishmoru kiot hi beni uveinechem ladat ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. Hashem says, you watch my Shabbos. It's the sign between me and you, and in this you will know that I am Hashem who gives you holiness. Hainu, what's the pasuk telling us? Shashabbat kodesh. Ibchinat midat hadat, that the holy Shabbos is this aspect of intellect, of knowledge, knowing our Creator. Ibchinat veikut, and this is also the concept of fusing, connecting. Kmo dechtiv v'ha'adam yada, like it says, Adam knew. What does it mean? He knew. To know biblically means to fuse, to connect. Shabbat kodesh yamadrega elyona shel dvekut v'Hashem. The highest level of connecting with Hashem is the holy Shabbos. Between me and my people, the Jewish people, this is the sign. And like it says in the holy works, Shabbos, we're going into the Cheder Yichud. It's only Hashem and us. That's Shabbos. Kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozer LaYehudi, V'Hu Mitdabek B'Hashem Yitbarach. When Hashem helps the Jew, and he connects with Hashem, Harei Zeh Tachlit HaGeulah HaShlema. So this is the essence of complete redemption. Kevan shemagia leubo tidma, because on Shabbos he could attain the level that he's connected to Hashem. Shu tachlit kol haTorah v'taryag mitzvot. He's a chassid. The essence of Torah and taryag mitzvot is what? Connecting to Hashem. We showed that this concept really exists way before the chassidut, but this concept is the flag of the chassidut, that the essence of the Torah and mitzvot is to connect to Hashem. Val yedei zeh haShabbat mevi'a geula leolam, and through this Shabbos brings redemption to the world. Shikar mo'otai amadrega shel dvekut b'Hashem, that the main essence of Shabbos is this level of connecting to Hashem. Shehihi haGeula Hashlema, that in itself is the complete redemption. Uchideit amar Baal Shem Tov haKadosh zchuto yagen aleinu, and like we have from the Baal Shem Tov, the holy Baal Shem Tov, may his merits protect us. וכשם שיהודי צריך להתפלל על גלות הכלל ישראל, that just like a Jew has to pray about the exile of the congregation of Israel, צריכו להתפלל קודם לכן על גלותו הפרטית שהוא בידי היצר הרע. Person has to first daven about his own personal exile. He's not himself. He's given himself to the hands of desire, to the yetzer hara. שתרחמני עוד בגלותי, that a person asks Hashem, have mercy on me in my own exile, לגאלני, to redeem me, ולעורר ליבי לאהבתך, and to arouse my heart to love you. A person first has to stand on firm footing. If I'm not in control of myself, if my desire controls me, so before I daven about Am Yisrael, I first have to daven about me. Let me get out of this situation. If I make my decisions, if my life is run by desire, I'm not in control. So first, get on solid footing, daven for yourself, and from there go on to daven about the Jewish people. Bashabbat mevi'a geula la'olam, and when we say that Shabbos brings redemption to the world, hen bichlalut olam, it means to the world at large, vehen lechol yachid ve'yachid bo'olamo ha'prati, and also to every individual in his own world, the Shabbos brings redemption to the world.